So in the case where it falls out of Masi Shabbos, and he forgot to say Abdullah, he waits to the second kois, and he says Abdullah over the second kois. You make a bracha of Repia Goffin on the second kois. You got Brichas in Nair, then you make the bracha of Nair. Because you said Zman already with Kiddush. So you say Repia Goffin, the bracha of Barema Reho Eish, and the bracha of Havdolah. He didn't notice until he's already holding in the suva. So he has to immediately interrupt and say Havdolah. When you drink the bracha on the second kois before the meal, that included any wine you might drink during the meal. So if you'd only say Brei Pigofen, but you'd say the bracha of the bracha on the kois. Now, Elim came to Oz unless he mamash had no plan, was not planning to drink any wine during the meal. So then, because I'm Zed Circle Burkle of Gam Birkus Rapi Gov, and you'll take Rapi Gov, and also he had no intention to drink during the meal. Okay. In this case, Tech Birkus and Mosin Shlai Hivdo. Person already started benching and he realized he had not said Abdullah. So Burkus Birkus and Mosin Abdullah Kisekas, he says both benching and Abdullah on the same case. He only realized after he drank the third cup. You do it on the fourth coast. The person already drank four cups and he realized he had not said Havdalah. So Yabdul al Kos Chamishi, Sarkal Burkal of Gam can't break Pig off, and Shrekar Hizir dies in Mishtiyah. So he has to say Abdullah. So Chazar Masak and Achiv Abdullah. So the situation, his Achiv Abdullah will override the issue of adding on a kois on the kois. So even though we said earlier we don't want you to do that because that you had another option. You can wait till the second kois, the third kois, etc. But over here you have another option. You've already finished four koises and the Abdullah, so he would have a fifth kois. Okay, and then the Ramah said, "Ain't little yodov." So that's the verse of cotton rod. But to learn, after noigim b'chol shana little yodov l'suda karam kiddush. People who normally the minig is they wash for the meal before they say kiddush. Now, there's two minhagim how to do that. One minig how to do that is that the mekadosh does not wash beforehand. Everybody else washes beforehand. So everybody's already washed until they're dying for a mitzi. They sit there quietly. The Mekadosh says Kiddush, and he drinks. He gives them to them, and they drink. And then he goes, washes his hands, says a mitzi, and everybody eats a mitzi. There's another minute where actually even the Mekadosh himself would also wash beforehand. And he would say, he'd wash until they're dying, sit down and say Kiddush, drink, and then say a mitzi right away. Says, don't do that. They do a kiddush l'chosh of hefsek ben atila. So they hold that kiddush does not constitute a hefsek. Hold who mitzar chesidu because you can't eat until you say kiddush. So they consider that's part of the process of getting ready to eat. So it's not a hefsek because she's promising a reshai and halal. So that's normally. Kamalkim b'lel pesach shemavstikin harbe achar kiddush b'mir zakado. Shech kach mesir daita mishmir siyadov. But over here, the gap between if you'd wash before Kiddush and you'd only would say Hamotzi after the Haggadah, it's quite a long time lapse. We're afraid during that time lapse, the person will be Masiach Das from Shemir Sidai. Therefore, I feel so, okay, fine, but I want to wash before Kiddush. Like I always do, and let it account for the washing for the karpas afterwards. A filu little yodav kedush lo yitzarach lachzor little yodav after kedush la filu karpas kam kinen anochin ken kosu akher. It's not proper even to do it for the karpas. Also, why? Tell me a person who's been always has to wash before Kiddush. He always says I'll just die when he washes before Kiddush. So here he's going to be in his regular mode of washing before Kiddush, and he's going to say he might say I'll just die. Therefore, we want to break your regilis in that situation. But if his hands are not clean, you wash your hands a little bit. Because of ma'at. What he says is because there's an opinion which there is a concern which the Ramah brings up that maybe people will think there's a loch you have to wash for Kiddush. So they walk into the Rangel household, and Rabbi Rangel before Kiddush is washing his hands with the kais. Ah, the loch you have to wash before Kiddush. I just went to the bathroom. They don't know that. So they see me wash it. So we don't know it. So we say, you know what? You wash your hands in that situation, you don't do a full entila. Definitely, you will not make a bracha on that situation. That way, in the Vorech. So I feel even if you don't listen to what I just said, you do a full entila. So you do not say the bracha of the Tisadayim. It does not count for the eating of the meal, which is quite later. So now, it's the bracha batala. Okay. The minhag is the Baal HaBayis is not poor for himself. If there's somebody else available to pour. From that, I think, came the minhag. See, the Iker minhag was only the Baal HaBayis. Everybody else, you know, they would pour for themselves. Some places I've seen that, you know, everybody's mocking. Nobody pours for themselves. Everybody's pouring for somebody else. That was the minhag extended beyond the way the law said it. So this is what we do. We drink the first choice baseba, we do not say broch akroina afterwards. Okay. If you forgot by the first choice to do a seba, so he sends you back over there. So Mikra din, since you're allowed to drink then, you should drink again another choice. Without a bracha, be a seba. But since in general people do not drink another kais, so he's Messiah Das, so he needs to move a pig off. Now it looks like he's going to be similar kais. So then we're saying, Mechal the Rav Yor, this one is that you don't need a save. He says it's better, the Chachil, at least the person has in mind, but he says, Rippy Agofen, you should have in mind that he might be drinking somewhere afterwards. In this case, there's a problem, we're able to drink again without a bracha, and correct the Haseva. Good Allah. And I'm a Baruch HaKarot. Allah Gephi. You don't see the bracha of Allah Gephi afterwards. Feel a Shasta Revis, even though you drink a Revis. So, Hamash Yavark, because the Muslim of a save, you rely on benching.
Okay. Here you're so strict that you can't drink another kos between Lishan and Shani because you're worried that the person's going to be drunk and not finish Haggadah. But yet we don't have any gezerah in the meal not to drink extra wine because you might be drunk and not be able to finish the Seder. The second part of the Seder not as important as the first part.
So the Gemara says that wine, which is during the meal, doesn't have the same alcoholic impact on the person. I can't tell you whether the doctor agrees with that or not.
Not after once you got one.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right, so that's so it doesn't impact the same way. She says, so what's with the bracha achrona on your first course? She says, well, you're going to bench. And you're going to say Allah Gaffin after the fourth course. So one of the questions which comes up, of course, is Shari'ah. Right? So this idea is the Ron says this idea. So either the Ron had a very quick Seder, which doesn't sound like Kol Amar Mishap Reza B'Shubba. Right? So some before Shemin Ur, as long as you're being Isaac, and what is the proper thing to be Isaac in for this this Seder Shtir, the correct process of Shtir for the nine of Pesach is to say the bracha, speak, eat, speak some more, say all again. So long as you don't take a walk away from that, there's always from Shirichol, that's the proper time to say it. That's one suggestion. Actually, I saw, where is the one of these, the recent Sorim, the quote from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman actually held it was a problem. He would actually say his Seder went long. So from the first choice,
I'm in trouble here.
That I can't talk about. Shlomo Zalman would, his Seder went long. A long Seder. So he said, I'll Geffen after the first choice. Because of his problem, I'm sure he can get to the Al Geffen or to the benching. There's going to be a time lapse of 72 minutes from the first choice to the second choice. Yeah, but Shirito was in the first. Right? Shirito is the time it takes to digest. So once, if you wait that long, you lose the bracha. So he would actually say bracha in front after the first choice. I think the Minigrad was not like that, not like him at that point. And there's some on the swore, this other swore that it's all that's considered that's the process. That's not a problem, Shirito. Ichol is I am your top of lam. Ichol is Achel is to digest. I think I mentioned to you one time, and this is really relevant to really every kiddush. Because I mentioned to you this issue. Because the question is, a person makes a rapier golfer and drinks wine for kiddush before the meal. He drinks no wine during the meal. So, you know, this wine was only drank, he had wine before the meal. So does benching cover it? So the Bir Halacha and Kufa and Dalet raises this question. He talks about it. The Reish Lakish base, he says yes. Because benching, because the Kiddush is part of the Tzarchei Suda, except for the benching, which goes on the Suda, covers the wine of Kiddush also. A second argument is that wine, specifically wine, I think, which it has a certain amount that a small of the wine increases your appetite, act like an appetizer. So an appetizer is a certain part of the Tzarchei Suda. Fine. But in Kufa and Dalet, in Hilchos Brachos on wine, Chasuda, over there he talks about it, he's not sure. The Bir Halacha said he's not sure that Brachos Gemos could cover it. Because in my sense, you only had it before the Suda. He says like this: if you have wine during the meal, no problem. Why? Because the wine during the meal is definitely covered by the bench. The wine during the meal needs a rapier gofer. You're not taking a rapier gofer, but you said a rapier gofer before the meal. So it comes out this bracha that you said and you drank before the meal also facilitated the drinking of the meal. And the bracha achrona for the drinking of the meal, the benching covers that.
Right.
So once it covers that, it covers the wine from before the meal also. If you don't drink any wine during the meal, he says a person should have in mind when he benches, he should have explicit das to cover the yain of Kiddush, or if you bench on a kais, you say Nalagefen covers the wine of Kiddush. That's what he says. So on that one, says usually there's a shirichol from the Kiddush until you bench. Bench on a kais, right? You know, most people don't Kiddush to the end of the sunnah is 72 minutes. That's you know, 30 minute sunnah is not, you know, shir bacher. Maybe that's about it. So Shirichol, so they said, well, that's the Ran over here, and by Hilchos Dalet Kaisis, he says the Al Geffen covers for the first place. So you see, that's called the Seder of the that's the normal flow of the meal. There's no problem with Shirichol. That's the Ran. So they borrow this aloch over here to dress that aloch over there.
By the Shabbos Suda, though, it's like you're continuously eating. So even though the wine may be considered separately in terms of breakfast, but it's to say that it's digested. What does that mean, given that then you're eating and then it gets mixed in with the food and everything? And it's not like you stuck with my energy at that point.
Right, but in regards to the wine, that we assume that we would have assumed as a bit of the Aleph Geffen for the wine is long gone. The body's absorbed that, and that's moved on. Okay.
It's the same shear for eating and drinking, that 72 minutes?
No, it's not so simple. First of all, for an actual meal, the Biralacha says, a person has an actual meal of Pa'isaveya, the shear is longer than 72 minutes.
Yeah. And wine could be a little shorter, because I think alcohol metabolizes a little faster.
Right. I was wondering about that, but that might be true, but you know, there's other things in there besides the alcohol.
I mean, that's, of course, yeah.
The alcohol metabolizes very quickly.
Yeah.
In general, I mean, it's liquid. Liquid's going to get absorbed.
Right. That's right. So is the question about liquids? So some raise the question. 72 minutes is like the smallest shear. Could be the shear longer than 72 minutes. So that's why by a meal, when you have a meal, we assume that the person can be surveyed in 2 or 3 hours and still have blood. So for benching the rice, we're sunburned on that shear for more than 72 minutes. For Aleph Geffen and Aleph Mishnah, we're usually remarked. Person just had some cake around and didn't have a real meal. 72 minutes, he didn't say the broth. He should not say the broth.
But what about for other, like, just little snacks that you know for sure? I guess you weren't surveying in the first place, so how long do you still
sit? There's a real look about it, which he said maybe it's shorter. Maybe, like, this. Maybe. Okay. You should not drink until the morning. The Batsu, unless it's a real valid need, can actually eat hot care. The Yamon and Elasis are saying to the Kriya Sajjah. We don't want you to get drunk. Good base, come on, choices.
I'd love to know what a tzokodl is. Drinking it off a cup of water.
Well,
you're allowed to drink water, right? I mean, that's not a problem.
If you had a mind drink, it's not a problem. You're not going to go to Brock. Because the Ripper Government covers for water.
It does cover.
I thought you said drink for a base. You got to have on it for water.
If over here specifically, the problem over here is if the derech is that people don't drink, do any drinking at all, so it's like your mesiyat das. Once your mesiyat das, it doesn't cover. So if you're going to be drinking water, if you have it on the table, or you have some explicit das, right? I mean, in general, you know, it's interesting. If you people drinking water during the Haggadah, saying the Haggadah?
No,
never saw it.
Right? I never saw it.
You definitely for sure. It wears down the alcohol.
I never saw Ben Rabbi Bayman. Never saw it. I do because I have a voice problem. So I have to drink. I can't get through the Haggadah without drinking.
Drink between the first cup and the second?
I drink a lot of water. I go through probably about a tremendous amount of water.
Okay, so.
I never saw by anybody.
So you don't make the bracha because you.
I don't have das, right? I never saw anybody do it.
So you're the only one.
There is in your gut down. Once you start saying the God, you should not be doing any ishalosh to you. Once you start magen.
Oh, you can't.
Less is a sir.
I'm just thirsty.
As thirsty you are. And Kipper, you're also thirsty.
Actually, probably I don't do it right anyway. Probably clean kiddish.
Why can't you? What's the issue?
You're not supposed to. They don't want you being. You're supposed to sit there and aim over here. We'll see. We'll get to it. This is the Sarah Godel. Okay. Kamakosis, your base. Base of Shoshu Ben Mishal Hashani, or the Acher Shoshani. Between 1 and 2, after 2, between 2 and 3. Poskim Sech Achila, Ben Shish, the Rabbi also to the Kamon Mesim Tavayin Tes. After number three, between three and four, that's it. You can't do it. Shis Piyadoi, Fi Masha, the cost of a Rav, the Kamon. Mesim Tavayin 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 That now, Kohen Mechaber, they only the Sfaradim only make a bracha on cases one, number one, number three. So according to that, by definition, when you made number one, you had in mind to drink more because that bracha number one counts number two. So you, by definition, you had in mind to drink more. So you want to drink another cup of wine is also included automatically. Right? But according to the Rambam, the Minigin Lavarach bracha Rishon called Kosev Kosev. We make a bracha Rishon on number two. So how do we at least just make Kosev? How do we make Kosev? How do we make Kosev? Lifter al kol mashi v'yol lo yachar kach lishtes. He had intention to drink more if he wanted. Or shohai yayin lefona. Or it was on the table. The male lifter calls mashi lefona. It's on the table, unless you explicitly say I don't want, it's included. The main diet of Lishra is better choices. If he had no intention to drink, how can he change his mind and decided to drink? Can you circle baruch? Let me ask a bracha. Is that osur? Let me say that's really osur. And here comes all the choices. Kibun shemavorder all the choices. That comes all shark other choices. We make a rapier golf and it looks like another choice. Too much excitement. So if you want to drink, you have to have it in mind or have it on the table. And he said it is proper to be careful not to drink unless it's a circle. Brother Shizu came in the gate, that's our minute. Testimony. So this is maybe the shade. The Yesh Mishaimer, Shabu is yes, the Holy Shrine of the Chess Better Kaisers, Hanu Bain, Kershin, and the Kershin, and Kershish. The only had to see two and three. Dusama Kahila, Abisaka Kahila, those Hanu Mashak, Abu Lobin, Misha the Shani, Kisha Yishtaker, Kumash also Ben Shisha the Ruby. Design. Kneshal Yishtaker. Masha Dafka Yain Mashak Mashkin. Kagab Mashak Mashak. The only issue was an alcoholic beverage. Masha Shem Mashak. But a Mashak does not cause Shechron is weaker than his mother unless you have the Brach issue. See, he solved the Brach issue by having in mind. And even so, you shouldn't look because you're going to get drunk. Well, I'm not going to get drunk on water. Fine. Interesting Shiloh. I had a Rebbe who was a Bechor, and he fasted times Bechor. He was a keyboard. He used to go to Zika, his biggest comments would take him like 4 or 5 hours. Once he was like, Mamish, be up till whole night, he'd up the whole night, the night for months. So after he'd be like, you know, this is what's well done, he'd be again, it's after very much. Then he'd fast the whole day. Then he'd come to the Seder, and he would say the Haggadah. Everybody would listen. And he would explain it to them. And he'd fall asleep every year during the Seder. Certainly, God, he was wide awake, get this little, straight into the suit. It was like every year, it was like, you know, bam. So I didn't want them disgust. If he'd be hungry, would he be allowed to eat now? Make it. He wants to eat something after the first cook.
When you're fasting, you're fasting mamish into yantav?
Yes, you're fasting into yantav. That's what they had in mind. The mission was not a confirmed, it was tight.
Yeah.
It wasn't a seal. Why would you be allowed to eat? Make it. So you're allowed to eat that. So there's a German from Rabosner about a case of a Bukhar who was fasting. He was very hungry. She says you're allowed to eat.
This person now is
you know, you're allowed to have something. So I mean, I do it with the kids. I'm sure I do that. You know, even a 12-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, kids starving. You know, they'll get much more out of the Haggadah if after kiddush they have a bowl of soup or something like that. They'll let them eat a little bit. So what am I being so full? So my
The pattern
Dalit. If he and Lifnei Balabai is Kaora, they bring the Kaora Shiesh Basholish Matzes, it has three Matzes, Umar, Metharoisis, Karpas, Oyark Acher, or a different vegetable besides Karpas, which we used for the purpose of what we call Karpas. This means Karpas apparently was a name of a specific type of a vegetable. And but he said you can use that, you can use, really, you can use anything. Just get some more. So, So we'll see what that's about. The garment from a melech, you bring either vinegar or salt water. The sheitashil and two cooked items. Echad zechad, the pesach, echad zechad, the giga. One for remind us of the pesach, remind us of the giga. Menogu, buster, bay, the vinegar is meat and an egg. Misad ar korah, lefono, vinyan, shen, and sorach, labra, ala mitzvus. So the Ramah's version of the korah, which is not the way most people do the korah, we do the rizals. Most people do the rizals meaning of the korah. So the Ramah's meaning of the korah, which is not alpi kabbalah, it's alpi the halachic issue of a mevirin ala mitzvus. Not supposed to pass by an item to do a mitzvah. It's irrelevant. The person, you want to set up your tefillin bag, and you put on the shaliyah. You don't have to pass by the shalosh to get to the shaliyah. Vir locha bin sin chafei, simen chafei, says the din of vir la mitzvah is the rice. So you have to be very careful that you shouldn't set up your talis and tefillin or your shalosh and shaliyah. So actually, the locha is, by the way, if you set up your talis bag, that's right, your tefillin comes first in front. You should put the tefillin on first and then put the talis on after. We're wearing bosa, but shal rosh shayad, because there's a lach at the end that you don't put the shal rosh on when there's a shayad also, unless a person does on an arm. So over there we put out the shayad first, but you're over the dinderice, you're over the mitzvah. So a person should set up his tefillin zakel, they shouldn't have a problem. So when I get to the car, the same problem. I want to set up in such a way that the first thing we want to use is close. Well, if we finish with that, I'll go. Then the next thing we want to use will be second. Should we set it in such a way? So, the yishem of itzar labra lemitzus, the hano karpas yehei lamal medical. The first thing you use is karpas. So that's the highest, or it's the closest to you. Mr. Berger points out what that means. And that next thing will be the vinegar or the salt water, which you're going to use to dip the karpa. So those two are the closest. That should be some of the yosim and the matzim, and they have the matzim in the car. So that should be before the matzah. Well, the next thing you get to is matzah. But matzah should be closer to than the mortar and the choroses, because the mortar choroses are used after the matzah. The boser bear are not used at all, so they're all the way in the back. So that's the Ramah's version of the korah.
The Mechaber didn't hold for the dipping?
Why do you say that?
Because
he mentioned the chametz in Mimela. He actually does hold the dipping.
I'm saying the chametz on Mimela, that's the Ramah, isn't it? The one in parentheses.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't see any reference to dipping in the Mechaber here, but maybe I'm missing it. I'm not seeing it.
That's a good question. Chametz is a Gemara, so we'd be rather uncomfortable for the Shulchan Aruch arguing anymore. But the bigger than you can dip in the Choroses.
He dipped the Karpas in the Choroses?
You can use the Choroses for both. So it could be
technically interesting.
Okay.
Never try that.
The boser lo gushia zeroya. Meaning is to use a zeroya for the boser. They didn't mean the chicken zeroya. They meant the animal zeroya. Lo gushia boser. You see the meaning is it's roasted al gecholim on coals. The bad thing with Michelle is the egg is cooked. Within sluya or roasted would also be fine. The chenoy can be rained by us. The meaning is to do it roasted egg. Okay. So they bring us to the Balabais, we do not need everybody else to have their own Ka'ora. Everybody will use the items from the Ka'ora of the Balabais. Our Ka'oras really are not the Ka'ora they had in mind. This was an actual functional place where the items which are going to be used for the meal was placed. It's not symbolic.
Yeah.
In Mishmur's picture, all of your carpets was on there, all of your mortar was on there, everything was on there, right? And you took off there and gave them everything you needed. At most, nowadays, people, they'll use the balabas, we'll take his items from there. The carpet, usually, they already have, there's a clean carpet for everybody. But for the mortar, they come with bags of mortar, we use lettuce, They don't have it on the car the whole time. The mortar that's in the bag is taken in the fridge.
Maybe the shiurim are much smaller than they are today. So they fit in on those cars. Nowadays,
every
shiur is like, it looks like six kazesim, so you can't fit it. You would need to have a table.
So Rosh actually holds, each person should have their own car.
That's the way they used to have
them. What?
That's what they used to do.
No, he's saying that
they are used to
have their own
table.
Yeah, I know, I never.
What?
So they used to have their own tables, right?
They used to have their own tables, right?
Their own
car. So
what? But Moshe says everyone has to have their own car.
Moshe suggests that every male should have his own car.
Yeah, that's good. I think the silver stores would agree with that.
You can get much cheaper. They sell them.
Yeah, but they would say it.
I feel like becoming a shulchan katan that they collect on the echad. Even if someone has his own table, so all you need is one Torah. But Kol Shkein, you command a shakul yashin al shulchan echad. For sure, for us, if you have one big table, one Torah is enough. Sheish b'shol tzmat, that has three mat. Shnai b'shol lechem yishik ashar yamtuk. Two for the lechem yishnuk. Okay, and then be'achas k'nei levatsa l'shnai, one which you're going to cut and break in half. Ketch and l'kayim bo'a mat, this is a filis mat, one which you, one half which you use for the mitzvah matzah. To lechem oyni, kairach mona. The Torah first of his lechem oyni. Chazal darshan mat darshan shaloni is b'kus. The Chiroises was for dipping the mor. Carbas from in Yorick, Shakarban, Oyster, and Carbas is a type of a vegetable which they actually refer to as Carbas. The reason why we chose that was because the Rebbe is a Samach Parrot. Now, carpet is not, the word is referred to as carpet. The word refers to as Yorub. We call it carpets because at some point in time, when, I don't know, they started using carpets as the standard. So the name, whoever, the title of the different parts of the Seder was one of the was one of the Mishnayim made up that those names. If you look at Haggadah Shlema, actually he has about five different lists of the steps of the Seder. We're used to, like, there's one list, you know, 15 steps, the Shir Malas, and the Shem of Yud Kei, you know, and then he has other ones over there that have, you know, 10 steps, 12 steps, not so true, you know, right? So that was created by the Mishnayim.
Not the steps for people in recovery.
Well, they drink so much alcohol that okay, whatever. So the carb is ready. What the name carb is ready is in place because by the time of those whoever wrote it, that was the name of the vegetable that they used. It was referred to as carpas. The person really said bigger than any vegetable is sufficient. And Mr. Burr is going to point out in a second. A yorek acher, chav, eiz min shu, any type. Okay. So first of all, it can be any vegetable. A chilat tzav shikach meirsem min shemvorach alav isem rocha shemvorach alav moru kalifter mizeh moru shechav mizeh asu. So now we're going to see later on. This is a discussion, and does more need a bracha rishon? In general, a person has vegetables during the meal. They don't need a bracha rishon. That's if they're eating to accompany the meal. If a person would have an apple, middle of the meal, he makes it more eggs. So I'm eating more in the middle of the meal, which is normally, let's say, lettuce. Lettuce usually is part of the meal. Over here, I'm not eating this part of the meal, I'm eating it as more. So maybe that should require its own bracha rishon. That's a discussion later on. Some Rishonim say that Snefal in the meal doesn't need a bracha rishon. The Rashbam says, no, it's not part of the meal. It needs a bracha rishon. But when you say the Rebriel Domo, the karpas, you should have in mind for the moral. So that's where that comes from. So since we have a machloikis, so we can't have in mind, we can't actually make the bracha because of the machloikis. So that for sure we want to have in mind now in order to solve the problem, because we can't because of the salt. That's not a chatkila. So the eights have in mind by the mortar for the carpets for the mortar also. Now what's interesting to talk about is what's the correct bracha on mortar and that you're being mighty. Well, if you eat lettuce, correct bracha on lettuce is great field. So you take karpas, which is a great field dog. If a person eats horseradish, the correct bracha on horseradish is shahak. It's not there to eat horseradish by itself. So the correct bracha on a person that eats horseradish would be shahak. So the third, what he should take for karpas isn't an adob, because it doesn't solve his problem. Because Mishabur's language is take. It can be anything really. Anything you want to dip, dips, they hate, you want to dip apples, dip apples. But the chalchila, it's a good idea to take from the same type of min which you make the bracha on the mortar. He didn't say rip it on. He said whatever the bracha on the mortar is. Well, the bracha on the mortar is shahako. You should take a shahako. Now, step further. People use parsley. Some use parsley. What's the correct bracha on parsley? The correct bracha on parsley also is shahako. Because nobody eats parsley by itself. So if you use parsley, if you're using mortar, you're going to use horseradish. It makes sense to use parsley and say a shahakal on the parsley and have a mind for the horseradish. If you're going to use lettuce, I would not advise you to use parsley. It's going to be dumb on parsley because it's parsley that's not the right broth on parsley. If a person would eat parsley on a regular basis, people would do that.
Is that by any, when you say parsley, it means any of those types of herbs like dill or anything?
Right, anything which a derech is not to eat by itself.
Because you don't eat it by yourself.
Chabad use onions for karpas because in the Lubavitch day that was their practice to eat raw onions. So therefore they made it, I don't
know.
Right. Is the practice for karpas of taking something to make a bracha rishon as a dhamma because of the maror issue?
Correct. Right. So since we're part of the Rashbam, you want to cover your bracha on the mortar now. So the law says, therefore, the correct thing to do is chashish for that. The chashish for that, and the Maharam brings it. The chashish for that Rashbam saying that you should take the same min. I'll just point out the same min is not necessarily a dom. That's what I'm just pointing out. That's not such a well-known halacha. So if you use lettuce against him, using lettuce, and then lettuce the correct bracha, and lettuce is adama, so then you would make one mission using adama before him. So now they translate over here into lashon hakodesh karpas called petrolizila is parsi. So it's more than parsi. Once upon a time, maybe was eaten regularly. Nowadays it's not.
Really, it was. At least one time it was very common.
But maybe when there was also common to eat it like as a vegetable.
If you use a combination of lettuce for your amara of lettuce and horse lettuce, you make a dam on that.
Okay, you go bust a rope. So it depends what your rope is.
Yeah, it's a rope. It would be the lettuce.
Usually the rope is the lettuce, right? We're going to list later on five things that you can use for mortar. Don't use those for carpets. Eat more for karpas. Then later on, you eat more again and say, alachilas more. You ready? You said alachilas more. Now, the reason why he's pointing that out is there'd be an argument. If your goal over here is to say, prepare them and cover the more, the best thing to do is that is more. Right? Over here, part of the meal. So I'll make a brook on my lettuce now. Prepare them and I'll cover my lettuce later on. Like, you know, why that's doing. No, don't do that because you have a problem of you're ready. You know, you can't make a bracha alam kilos more after you already ate more.
That was not your kavanah at this point.
Correct. So that so the more raises this question. More himself, should we tell him about the shayla of mitzvahs kavanah? Right. If your mitzvahs ain't tzirchus kavanah, so you're yotze even though you didn't have kavanah.
Even though it wasn't that part of the seder, the right time.
Unless you have explicit intention that. Now, I do want to point out that I think maybe use your celery for celery or radish, etc. It has to be something. It should be something. There's a shalom in the Rishonim
for carpets.
For carpets, the shalom Rishonim. What's the heck? It's
something different.
She yishlo etinokas. What's the difference? So is the difference the dipping? Or is the difference the eating? What's the question? Words, the Rashi and the Rashbam say the word's language is dipping. It didn't really mean the point wasn't the dipping. Dipping was a way to say eating. They always used to eat. They always used to eat with dip. The point was eating. So the kid says, you know, every Friday night we make kiddush and we start eating a meal. All of a sudden over here we make kiddush. We start having vegetables. What's going on? So the hecker isn't the dipping. The hecker is the eating. Why are we eating vegetables? So the choice is to mash that the hecker is the dipping. So now the nafkimin is the moshul. Let's say you have a food which a person taka doesn't. Someone eats outside of a meal. Right. So you know, sandwich is clearly a meal food. Right. So then that's a great hacker. On the other hand, certain things dipping them isn't so strange. So, right. So having a, I have to tell you, I think that dipping bananas in salt water is a phenomenal hacker when it comes to dipping. It's pretty strange. People have bananas outside of a meal. You know, Yankel, we have a set of 2 minutes. You want to take a banana for you, you know, before the meal. Okay, that's normal. Have a banana before the meal. Most people don't start having potatoes before the meal. You know, you wait till the meal to have potatoes. Dipping potatoes in salt water isn't so strange. I mean, that's one way to make them, you know, flavor them. So, what what's our goal? We might not get what we want to use. You know, so in Europe they used to use potatoes in some places, but that's all they had. You know, so that's all you have. I once saw a savory suggested using bananas. That's a great hacker dipping. I think according to the Cheshire, where the Rashi and the Rashbam learned, that wouldn't be right. Because
that is kind of more common.
That's a more common thing. The person they have a little bit before the meal, to hold himself off until it gets to the main meal. You have a snack like that.
But from the Trumian standpoint, anything that you eat is Kiddush and Motzi is different.
See, the Ikar Hecker was the idea of having it before the meal. It wasn't so much between Kiddush and Motzi. It was the idea that before we have a meal, we're having this other item. So, like, some things which are made to be a snack, it's not bad. That seems inappropriate. These have been carpets of yarik, where you have the salt water to dip the carpets, or the other yarik if it's not carpets. Mithalba Shabbos. In a case where the Seder is Friday night, Yasa Meimela Kadim Shabbos, Yasa Meshabbos, Kamosha Kosso, Simon Shikabal, Sabez. Chazal did not allow us to make salt water on Shabbos. It looks like you're planning to be Kaibish Kavosim, that you're going to be making this brine which you're going to use to pickle something, and that's usur either because it's Rama says it looks like Bishul because you're changing it, even though there's no meat involved. Others say it's like a makapatish, whatever it is. So Chazal asked making the, or it goes into Ma'abed, it goes into the Malach of Ma'abed. Ma'abed was salting something to preserve it. This is a form of Ma'abed. So he can't make it on Shabbos. Yom Kippur you're allowed to. Shabbos you can't. So make it before Shabbos. Now, you didn't make salt water, you don't need vinegar. Yishlas is Meimelach, Ma'at, Kamosha Kosov Shom. Chazal did not prohibit making a small amount. Fine. The reason why we dip is Tikkun of Chazal, it's a Gemara. Kedei Lahasmia is a Tinoik, it's something to make the children wonder. They'll see it's something strange that we're eating before the meal, we're having this other stuff. That's strange, and they'll ask about that. Once they're going to ask about that, so what's the answer to the question? So it's like one of those questions which, you know, says, you know, the answer, why are we dipping? It says, because you should ask questions. But why are we dipping? You should ask questions. Like, you know, it's somewhat circular to but that's the right answer. If you want to tell me why we're dipping, okay, but why do you want me to ask questions? Okay, it's a different question.
Why are you not?
Well, I'm the maker. As soon as you make Kiddush, if a person makes Kiddush Shabbos morning, he has a mezuzah in his hand.
It's like Shabbos morning.
Right, you know. So there's no law, you must eat immediately as long as you're doing your Kiddush. Shemir's a god of mitzvahs in the armor of the Arshuva, El Shelus, Shelu. It's a god to be said as a response to questions. Shemir, Ki Shoch, Abinacho, Marta, Lo, Abanam, Abinacho, Abanam, Ayyu. Okay. Where's that pasuk? Kishal Rabincha, Martin Rabincha, what about you? Kishal Rabincha, Martin Rabincha, what about you? You know what that pasuk is? Don't say Parshas Bo, because it's not a Parshas Bo. Good, excellent. It's a Mishkan, and a Mishkan. Okay, so we do two. Zeichel Chagiga. So they end the paragraph. If I go correctly, Yitzal Erev Pesach B'Shabbos. So now, if it's Zeichel Chagiga, so Chagiga, there's one time when Chagiga was not brought with the Pesach, the case where Pesach was Motzei Shabbos. So Shechitas Pesach is Derech Shabbos. Shechitas Chagiga is not Derech Shabbos. So when Pesach was Motzei Shabbos, they did not eat a Korban Chagiga. So therefore, in Kol Erev Pesach Bishabbos, the night of the Seder is Motzei Shabbos. Yeshar Mudein Tzarek Likach Rav Kav Shalecha Kenega the Pesach. There's no chagiga on that situation. She ain't a derech shabbos. Yeah, shalom to Alpha. Okay, I became tzarik. Lost the shnei tefshilin. Come over, shar shalom. You make two tefshilin. Well, I flew with Rabbanu Bezal. Me the ainah will zecher balma. Became noy. It's only zecher balma. Even though that's our minute to do that. Blago baster bay. The minute is meat and egg. Toshkin and boy lost the shnei minute. Baster run the two things of meat. That's also fine. One should be roasted because the Pesach is roasted. One should be cooked because the Chagiga was cooked. Zechul the Pesach was the Chagiga. The Shabbat, that's fine. El the after Be'er Yosef is the point is even an egg is good enough. Not that you must use an egg. Okay. Yes, because of the Masha Baruch of Be'er Kamer. The reason why he shows Be'er is the word Be'er is the Aramaic word. It's also Kamer Boy Rachmana Lemifrak Yisam. Hashem needs. We beseech Hashem that He needs the merciful one to be paid us, to redeem us. Yesh Gosu Shulun Oisim Ono Zecher Lavelus Pesach Mikdash Shena Reichan Mahakir Bram Pesach. So an egg was the common food which is given to an oval. So we do a Zecher for that. She set up in such a way you do not need to pass over the mitzvahs. Vin Shena Sar. So Lord Mishle Yitzarek will tell him he doesn't need to jump over them. The Malo says it should be the highest. So the carpet should be the highest. It says it doesn't mean high, it means Pirish for some of them, it means the closest to him. Okay. So you have the carpet and the dip, vinegar or salt water. Then after the next bit, you get those matzahs. Then the more, then the two times shield. Maybe you curse the Yisra Krebi. We can't always trust the truth in the history. The issue goes to the Ein Lahagbel Al-Basr Bay. There's no problem of skipping over the bus in the Bay because you don't use them. Kimashena Mitzah El Zeh Ravalmo, you don't use them. Go Mark Rush is Efshin Deloy, Shach and Abirim. I'm afraid of Seder Karsh Al-Mizah. Maybe we could argue there's no din of Ein Mavirin when it comes to the more and the Chorosis. So the Chorosis, it makes sense, because the Chorosis were just there to facilitate the more.
Which aspect of proper do you track our business?
Maybe we could argue the more. They say something about Surah, why maybe more than the Ein Mavirin. The Rizal has his own Cheshvan, which is the way we do our, many people do their Kara based on the Rizal, and that's based on Kabbalah. Okay, let's hold it over here.